your evening meditation. Relax and breathe deeply. And just be as calm as possible. No need to try and rigidly control your thoughts. We're not Buddhist monks. Thoughts will come and go, and you as they will. Simply here to find a moment of harmony within us. I'm sure you've had a long day, working hard or doing fun things. Or maybe you could just let it pass by. Much like life. Sometimes hard, sometimes fun, and sometimes it passes us by. And unlike the one thing we have total control over, that's our consciousness. Our awareness of the things around us, within us. Even though it sometimes doesn't feel like it, then that's okay. For this moment, just be aware of your internal life. Don't worry if your mind is still racing, or your heart. The thoughts and emotions we've suppressed during the day will surface during moments of peace. I want you to accept them into yourself. Embrace them. Give them a safe space. Conscious attention, so love and solace and medicine for them. Feel harmony emerge in your body as you integrate them into yourself. As much part of you as the you that got you through the day. They deserve to be considered and validated and taken seriously. Even just the intent to do so is enough to allow any nervousness to dissipate. Any anger to ease, and any pain to begin to heal. choose to respect your thoughts and emotions, feelings and sensations. Be they peaceful or chaotic. Because such is life. Sometimes peaceful, other times not so much. Sometimes it gets so chaotic, it's easy to overlook all the things that are going well for us. Things without which we wouldn't be here today. Experiencing this quiet moment. It's important that we pay respect to them from time to time. I want to make it very clear that the goal is not to force gratitude for the things we think we should be grateful for. Rather, to extend appreciation for all the things that are genuinely serving us. This is my personal process. So if you feel resistance to any of the things I say, that is perfectly fine. Nothing is wrong if what I say doesn't resonate with you. And it's not possible to fail at this process. All my appreciation and respect go out to the people and places and things that have enabled me to be here today. Thank you, body. You've been good to me. Thank you, nature. You have been good to me. Thank you, sun. You have been good to me. Thank you, moon. Thank you, Earth. You have been good to me. Thank you, Fire. You have been good to me. Thank you, Water. You have been good to me. Thank you, air. You have been good to me. Thank you, spirit. You have been good to me. Thank you, coffee. And thank you for the food that has nourished and sustained me today. Thank you for the people who love and support me. And thank you for the people I love and treasure. who make me want to live. No rule is too small or too superficial to be worthy of gratitude. Thank you for our adorable yet whiny cat who lights up my life. Thank you for our clothes and shoes that keep us warm and comfortable. Thank you for all the animals that stay still just long enough for a good picture. Thank you, camera. You have been good to me. Thank you, computer. You have been good to me. Thank you, editing software. You have been decent, I guess. You can extend appreciation to the people who've made your day a little better, to the things in your life you enjoy doing, to what is important to you personally, and even to aspects of yourself. After all, you wouldn't be alive today without you and your obviously very effective survival skills. Take a moment now to extend appreciation all the things in your life that deserve it, or just be and soak in the peaceful atmosphere if nothing more comes to mind. This concludes our meditation. I was saying,